Hi, good afternoon. My name is Carlos from Opinion Research, and we are conducting the statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years of age and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you feel secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is, or no, it is not.
What's that?
Do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is, or no, is it not?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily irreparable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot be reasonably gained access to it. We support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearm securely stored. Support, oppose.
Oppose.
Oppose. Okay, thank you. And will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the oppose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shooting? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose. Thank you. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall numbers of stolen guns? Support or oppose?
No.
Thank you. All right, sir. So we're almost done here, okay? So will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines a secure storage to include a safe lock? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay.
I don't approve of the government getting involved in any way.
Yes. Your opinion really is important for us, and these answers that you're telling us really is gonna really help us. Okay. So we're gonna get through this real fast, and then you'll be on your way. Okay. But this really information is really important to us, and your answer really is important to us. Okay. So a lock container or a case of support or oppose.
Both.
They hanged up, bro.
Whenever they've already answered three of your questions, you want to go ahead and tell them, hey, you know what? I want to just take the time real quick. I want to just thank you for taking the time to help me out with the survey. I'm going to do it as quickly as possible, okay? And every time they answer maybe four or five questions, I go, all right, let me move on to the next question. Once again, thanks for hanging in there and helping me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this as quickly as possible. So every six, seven questions, you want to throw out the survey refresh, saying something that's
yeah. Good.
Hey, you know what, ma'am? Hang in there with me. We're already, whenever I'm at 30, I lie and say I'm at 40. I'm like, hey, ma'am, hang in there with me. I'm going to be at 40%. It's going to be very quick, okay? And then I'll get you back to your day. And then I'll move on. So these are little tactics, temperature checks you can do with them just to keep them engaged on the phone. Because if you never told them, hey, we're at 30 or we're at 40, and they've been on the phone with you 3-4 minutes, they're going to be like,
all right. Well, I got far though.